And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And today I have Delana Barr, who is the 4-H coordinator here at Carbon County. And she's here to talk about some great summer 4-H clubs. How are you doing, Delana?
Good. Thank you so much.
I was so glad to get you in here because, honestly, I always thought 4-H was livestock.
Right? Everybody does. When we tell them we're in 4-H, they ask, oh, do you have a sheep or a lamb? But it's so much more.
It is. I didn't realize it. But you guys are trying to get it to where it's a big thing again here in Carbon, which I think is great because idle time for kids kind of leads them into getting into some trouble. But you've got some fun clubs that they can participate in at a very reasonable cost. And so I'm excited to have you in here. Tell us a little bit about what 4-H is.
Okay, 4-H is a positive youth development program. And it works with mentors who are volunteers who share their skills and knowledge with the kids. And it gives them leadership. We really like to push the leadership as far as let them be the president this week or let them be in charge so they get those leadership skills, let alone all these other skills that they can learn from all the different clubs that are available.
So it's not just something they're going to learn as a maybe a hobby. I mean, that's one of the things.
Right.
But they also are going to learn some great things to carry on life-wise, like life skills.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. And just having confidence in giving little speeches or to get up and present when you're conducting. That goes a long ways in being confident and working with adults. I think, personally, that working with your adult mentor and not being scared of adults is a great skill that you can learn and get that closeness with your mentor that will help in so many different ways.
And I think it's wonderful all the people that are doing the summer clubs are volunteers. They have volunteered. This is like a hobby for them or their specialty as far as what they're going to teach the kids.
It is. And they have been so willing just to give of their time. And a club consists about 6 hours. And that's what they're giving freely to these Carbon kids because they believe in Carbon County. And they've had kids go through and they just want to give back. And they can see the potential of the Carbon County kids for
right,
sure.
Right. Now, tell us a little bit how you got involved with this.
My kids started being in teen council. And that's the leadership part of 4-H, and just I loved what my kids were learning, that they came home, they learned about relationships, they learned about how to be a leader, they responsibility, and just like, this is where I want my kids to be, and just got involved that way.
Now, so we've got the leadership part of 4-H that they can take, but you also got some fun stuff as well. I mean, not saying leadership's not fun,
no,
but I'm just saying
right.
There's some other hands-on kind of stuff. Tell us a little bit about those.
Let me tell you about the clubs that we are going to have organized and ready for this summer. And there is livestock, and I do love livestock, but also to this, that we are going to have photography, interior design, sewing, shooting sports, tennis, wildlife, kitchen science, personal power, fairy gardens, gymnastics, fishing, teen council, leadership, geology, cooking, Dungeons and Dragons, and we can add more as we see the need.
And you're currently, or anytime, you are always asking for volunteers. Anybody out there that's got some sort of talent?
Definitely. If you've got a skill or a hobby that you're like, I would love to show somebody how to do this. You know, we've got kids who are just would be excited to learn. And a club only consists of 6 hours. And really, we are just asking if you will do 6 hours one time a year, that will benefit.
So does that break down into what, half hour classes?
And you know what? As a mentor, you get to choose. Like if you want to do all 6 hours in 1 week, you can do that. If you want to spread it out between 3 months or do it every other week, you have the option to also say how many you can handle in your class. You can say what age groups. Like, you can really tune
in. So you guys are really flexible and accommodating to the mentor it comes in.
And we can totally help get a club going and set you up on the right path for success.
Well, that's great. Now, like I said earlier when we started off, it is very affordable.
Yes. So let me tell you about the summer pass, that it's $10, and mainly that is for insurance purposes. But all the classes, clubs through September, for only $10. Each club might have like a $2 dues or supply cost, something like that. But all classes for $10 through the whole summer to keep your kids busy and engaged and learning new skills.
Now, it's not 10 per club. It's just $10.
$10 to be in 4-H.
That is very affordable, and the kids get to do something fun.
Oh, yes. They get to learn new skills, and, you know, from fishing or personal power, photography. There's so many great things that just kind of, if it's not mom and dad's thing, then it's somebody else's, and they can be taught that way.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, that is wonderful. If anybody out there is wanting to be a part of 4-H, what is the best way? Like, if they're like, I'm sold, I'm going to start doing these summer clubs, what's the best way to get registered?
Okay, registering, there's the Utah online. So let me tell you that address. It's ut.4honline.com. And that's where you sign up for, and that's your $10 fee. And it just, you put all your medical information in there, all that. But to sign up for these classes, you might want to call the office at the extension office and talk to Kathy. And her number is 636-3233. And to see all that we've got available for classes and the dates and times and if there's any dues, our website is carboncounty4-h.org. And you can find out all the information you need from there.
All right. And another great place to go to, because everyone loves social media, you guys also have a Facebook page as well.
Yes. The Facebook page address is USU Extension Carbon County 4-H.
Yeah. And we were looking it up before we got on. So we wanted to make sure that we had the exact title so people could find it. So they keep it up to date. And if you want any information just to see what's going on with the 4-H, you just check it out all right there. Well, Delaina, is there anything else? That's I'm excited to have this back. And kids age. That's okay. What we forgot to mention. Age,
you
ages.
Know, ages, we are right now are looking at from 8 to 18. And so different clubs have different ages that the mentors thought this would really fit for this age or age group. And so from 8 to 18, there's things available. And really just looking forward to see how we can grow 4-H. This is kind of just getting started, and we'll work out some of the kinks and bugs, but really so impressed with those who have freely volunteered to help our Carbon County kids.
Yeah. Now tell us a little about what you have found statistic-wise about kids participating in 4-H.
Oh, there's some great things. So kids who are involved in 4-H are 2.3 times more likely to exercise, be physically active, 25% more likely to contribute to families in their communities.
And just learn a skill alone, I think, is wonderful.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And just get the opportunity to be a leader and to be in front of people. That's a great skill right there. They're even 2 times more likely to go to college, 41% more likely to not be involved in risky behaviors, and 2 times more likely to get better grades in school.
I like that. I'm sold. Right. I'm signing my son up. Well, all right, folks, there you have it. Lots of fun stuff going on with 4-H. They're trying to build it up again. It's kind of got way on the back burner, but now they're bringing it back. They're offering some great summer 4-H clubs at a reasonable price, $10, folks. That's it. And they can have a choice of any of the classes they are offering, of course, if it's in that age range. And so if you want to register and get that $10 and get the $10 pass, just go to ut.4honline.com. And then if you want to see a list of the classes, you can go to Carbon County 4-H.org, and you'll see a list of classes. And of course, you can always call the office. The ladies are awesome there. Just call 636-3233 if you have any questions at all. And don't forget, they also have a Facebook page. So check it out, USU Eastern Carbon County 4-H. Well, Delaina, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that's been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this interview and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.